Hey, it's your boy Tony Allwright with exclusive talk with GNT, and we're sitting down having an exclusive talk with Mr. Too Sincere. Let's get into it.
Just for the money, for the fame, or just for the hype or the clout?
They doing it because they feel like there's no afterlife after this. They feel like they're just soulless, you know? Mm. And the world around that, they're just selling themselves out. Like, it's a metaphor if you think about it. People really selling themselves. They're really selling themselves. You feel
selling
me?
Selling themselves out.
They really doing that. And that's why you see a lot of people losing their mind, or people say they're crazy, but it's really the media. They putting that on the world, you know? And I'm young and I know that stuff. And a lot of people old, I be putting people on game and they really don't peep that, you know?
How old are you? You say young, and how old are you? Let your fans know how old you are.
I'm 18 years old.
Okay.
And, you know, like,
that's a lot of wisdom for an 18-year-old. So, yeah. I mean, you seen some shit. You been through some shit.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. You know, 2 years ago, you know, my dad killed himself. You know, it was a hard time for me. You know, a lot of people didn't understand my pain at the time. You know, but deep down, I feel his energy around me. I feel him vibing with me. Shit, I seen a light, believe it or not, and it was crazy because it was pitch black and I seen the light on the picture with me and him, you know. So that's how I know there's an afterlife. You know, there really is.
Hey, you say that, I actually had my father taken away from me at a very young age, so I gotta say, you know, just the thought of that father figure not even being there no more.
Yeah,
but you know he's still there, yeah. And you know that's daddy, and he's still on that ass type shit. Like, I know I trained you to be better, even though it wasn't like me, because my daddy was strong out and shit. You know, my daddy was out there. My daddy was, he was fucked around and murdered, left butt naked downtown type shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So even thinking about that, that takes a lot of toll on a younger male, period, no matter what age bracket, no matter what color, a daddy is a daddy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. And without that father figure, most people don't know what to do with themselves. And that's why we have a lot of kids, they doing drugs at a young age, because they want to be hard, they want to be on that dumb stuff sometimes, you know? They have no father figure to teach them how to be a solid person, you feel me? A lot of people don't know what they doing with themselves, you know? Even girls, they don't have their father figures, and people out here being thoughts and thinking it's cool and stuff, but really it's spreading negativity out in the world, and that's how we are. Like, I had no father figure, but I have my grandpa. I ain't gonna cap. I have my uncle. Yeah. You know, they
had those distinguished models in your life.
Yes, yes. And that's deep down, shit, no matter how hard I wanted my dad to be there, he wasn't really there. You know, but I feel like he's more closer with me ever now, you feel me? Like that, even though he's gone, I feel it in the spiritual way, you know? I really feel that stuff in my soul.
Man, that's real shit, man. Let me ask, what background do you come from?
Southeast Texas.
Southeast Texas.
You know?
South Park?
Nah, Edgebrook, over there, you feel me?
Okay, South Park, so you know Southeast, you know how we do it.
Southeast. Yeah, for real.
Hey, we got Houston in the motherfucking building, period, man. You know, so how long have you actually invested your time into getting, you know, with all of life going on? I know you still got to get money.
Yeah.
You still got to put food on the table.
For sure.
You still got to make sure you eating.
Uh-huh.
With all of that going on, how do you find the time to invest in yourself as a artist?
As an artist, you know, it's all about building up your money. You know, you got to find a way to get money. I never had a job in my life, but I always had money, you know. I had a CTS Cadillac at 16, coupe, you know. I just lost it. I just got in an accident, like, last month, you know.
Big.
You feel me?
Hey,
you know, no one balling like me out here. You feel me?
True. Hey, 16, I was pushing a RAV4. Yeah. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Toyota, baby, boom.
Yeah, but I was just, you know, I was just trying to live a good life, you know.
That's a blessing,
but
man.
Also, like, I feel like people say, like, they say they want to be rich, but they don't want to work for it. Hmm. You know, a lot of people don't want to. And that's why we finding ways every day to make money. You know, shout out to my team. You know, they supporting me. We all about making money together.
Too.
You feel me?
The little man right
You know, I go by too sincere because I feel like I'm too real. That's the meaning to my name. You know, that's why that's how I feel. You know,
all this fake shit, you gotta keep it 100 regardless.
I grew up to the old school hip hop. You know, shout out to that shit. You know, I was really banging Tupac at 6 years old. You know,
no cap.
You know. And, like, it wasn't just Tupac, you know. I learned the game, UGK for life, you know. That inspired me to make music, you feel me? That inspired me to make what I am, who I am right now, you know. I never needed to depend on nobody for my career because I already know what I was going to do. No matter how much people told me, like, I ain't going to lie, I didn't finish school. You know, I dropped out two years ago.
What school you went to?
I went to a community school. I went to RMA.
Okay.
You feel me? But...
Hey,
you know,
just still going though, regardless. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we still going. Like, you know, there ain't no doubts in life. No matter how hard it get, you just gotta stand up and go through it.
And just
you know?
Keep going, man. If you got, and I ain't saying go there specifically.
Yeah.
You just gotta wake up, put your bootstraps on, and say, if I ain't doing this to get what I need to get, I'm gonna do this.
Yeah,
and
this is what we're doing. You feel me? That's why we're here. You know. I reach out to you, you know, so I appreciate you taking your time to reach back to me.
Hey, man, it's all love. You hit me up, man, and I was in Colorado. I was in Denver at the time.
Hey.
And baby say, you got a message? I was like, oh, shit. And I was looking. I was like, God damn.
It's
hard to find him. Like, Like you got some artists out there that got all they shit just out there. You know what I'm saying? They got expect they business. They just a whole bunch of fuck shit out there. But when you go searching for you, you gotta be real.
I'm low key in the streets.
Real meticulous on the search. Now I know you tweet your ass off, guy.
For real.
He tweet his ass off. But especially like on the shit that you know on that they looking for, it's just so. Like you say, low key, man.
Yeah.
And so, with you being so low key and not putting so much of you out there, what could you do or what are you doing for people to know that, hey, I got this banging ass music. This is what you need to go jam right now.
Yeah. You know, I be going to clubs. I be going to strip clubs. I be putting it on, and people don't even know it's me. You feel me? I see strippers throwing ass. I see people banging that shit. You know, I'll go places,
so you
bang,
send
bang.
It and put it
No, I'm testing people. You know, I feel deep in my soul, I'm a blow up. I'm not no cocky person, but I believe in myself. You know,
yeah.
I haven't even put myself out there like that yet, but I know I am. I'm working on it. That's why we're here right now.
What
you're
doing now, especially the steps that you're taking, the routes you're going.
Yeah.
Just I would just say, you know, put some of that studio of you on there. But other than that, you got that artist look like what is going on here? Like what is inside this artist's mind? And we was getting into some of your music. What inspires you to make the music you make?
My mom actually she would always put music on the radio when I was like 5, 4, you know, like
so
I would hear
that hip hop and that old school
that old school hip hop. You know, I was really listening to these words. I was really listening to some thug stuff. I didn't even know what it meant at the time, you know, but
did she put some R&B mix in there?
Oh yeah, R&B. I listen to some R&B. I ain't gonna cap. You know, like back in the 2000s. You know how it was popping.
Oh yeah,
you already know. You know, that's where it's at. You know, I
slow grind. Yeah, the baby. What's up?
For real. Hey, you know.
Oh shit.
I love music in general. You know, that's my passion. That's what I want to do with my life. That's what I want my legacy to build up on with my voice, because I ain't going to live here forever, you know?
Right.
So I might as well make something that will last forever, you know?
Stick here and be with the next generation.
Yeah, and be with the next generation, you know? Like I said, I want to help the youth. Like, when I was a kid, I would look at these artists, oh, they're my inspiration. But now I'm growing up, I want to be little kids' inspiration, you know? Mm-hmm. That's how... Like, boys, girls, no matter what, I want them to feel a vibe with me, you know, knowing that it's okay, that no matter how hard life could get, you know, there's always people that they're not talking to you straight up, but they're talking to you with their words and their experience.
Right, giving their point of view of the situation and game.
You know, some people just want to bang. Some people want to do all this. But there's so many varieties of music. Everybody makes a different type of music, you know. It's all love, though.
And when you saying that tells me you know what type of lane you
yeah.
in.
Yeah, I know what type of lane.
Because a motherfucker hop in a different lane, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you a class clown, be a class clown.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you D-boy, be the D-boy.
Yeah.
But if you an artist, be that damn artist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you got motherfucking... Just people that come out of nowhere thinking they can just be
acting a fool, you know?
Just acting like they can and call themselves a rapper or artist like that type
just
shit.
Just doing dumb shit. You know, like me, I'm Latino, you know? I'm really with my Latino community. You know, I grew up
hey, and that's
on that
too.
Shit, you feel me? A lot of people.
I gotta say, y'all show way more love in that community to each other and the artists than, you know, than the other side.
Yeah.
Because you got those that. Every man for themselves type shit.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, I guess that's that Houston mentality, period. Yeah. But as a whole, y'all, I mean, it's like y'all fucking, you know, family for real, man. Yeah. Y'all click and rock way harder than support.
Yeah, it's all love, bro. You know, like, I want our people to know that, like, there is people like me that could rap. There's people like me that have a voice. You know, shit, when I played my music, they thought I was black. You feel me? Someone thought I was black, you know? I was like...
I know we was jamming something yesterday. It's like, know, who was that?
You feel me?
That's the Black Heart, you know, his brother.
Yeah. Oh, dude. You feel me? But it's all good because, you know, if you think about it, most people bite off African-American culture, you feel me? A lot of people do. And if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have hip-hop today how it is now, you know?
Facts.
So it's all love for every side, you know?
Just put your own twist to it and just having fun with it.
Yeah, you know, that's what we're all about. We're trying to chase our dreams, you know? We're trying to succeed no matter what race you are, you know?
That's facts.
We're just going to build with the team.
That's facts. So,
you know?
You got. I see. And again, you got a solid team here with you too.
Yeah.
How long you been having your team rocking with you?
You know, like, shit, 3 years. You feel me? My brother right here, that's my brother. You know, he's my older brother, but everyone thinks I'm older. You feel me? Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that nigga older than you.
It feels
like he has mortgage and debt already.
For real, but.
Oh man.
You know, like. I got more people on my team, you know, shout out to Hector, shout out to Curtis, you know, shout out to my whole squad, shout out to my cousin, I love them, you know, I love my uncle, I love my people, I love my mom.
Solid.
It's
solid.
Like, family come first, you know.
Respect.
That's how it is.
Hey, God, family, and fuck everything else.
Yeah, for real, like.
Fuck everything else.
You don't need to waste your time on unnecessary things, and. You know, a lot of people do that. You know, people chase the wrong things and they don't know how to get their priorities right, you know.
I mean, what you right on that, but I guess, you know, a fucked up mind is a fucked up mind.
Yeah.
So if for those motherfuckers that's sitting on the couch just doing nothing and just lazy motherfuckers, what's some of that motivation you tell them to get their ass up,
you know,
and go chase after what the fuck they need to chase after?
Well, shit, man. When I was 10 years old, 9 years old, I would do that shit. But once I started growing up, you know, I had to be in this world. You know, I can't be in my house all day. What is that doing for me?
Hmm.
You know, I got to go chase bread because I need it.
It ain't just going to fall in my lap.
No, like, success ain't going to come to you. You got to go get it, you know?
You got
to
go get that shit. And it's consistent, too.
Yeah.
Can't go out there one day and just think that little thing that you put in is just going to flip like that.
No. Nah.
It's going to take some time, some losses, some fucking tears, heartache.
You know,
for real, waking up in the middle of the night type shit. Like, know, what the fuck? This God
it's
damn.
It's all about progression, bro. Like, no people want to succeed in life because obviously everyone wants to be lazy, you know? They just nowadays everyone's just up in their phone trap like for real. That's what they're doing. They programming us.
They scamming.
For real, they really doing
it's on
that
phone
shit.
Scamming.
They
lazy motherfucker. Get up off that phone, scamming.
Man, they really do. But also, they be looking at you everywhere you go. If you think about it, a lot of people like don't think like no one's watching you because you shit. They peeping through your phone. If you think about it, like that's how people get tracked so quick. You know, they find people like that.
You flexing and flossing on the ground. Guess what? Your location is there. You're going to get found. You're going to get got.
No.
So you better stop it.
Don't get raided.
You better stop it.
No, for real. People were self-snitching on themselves all the time on the gram.
Man.
Like me, I can't do that. You know, I just act like I'm a normal person in society. You know.
That self-snitching get them caught up real quick. Yeah. And for what, though?
Just
for a couple of likes.
Just for a little bit of attention, you know. Me, if I'm going to post something, I'm going to do it somewhere private. Like, you know, that's why people got Snap nowadays, you know. We do that shit low-key on there, you know.
See, I ain't hip to the Snapchat, so you're saying the Snapchat is that's the quick in and out type shit.
Yeah.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
Nobody really watching your shit unless you have them, you know.
Then you know who watches
your shit. Yeah, for sure, you know. But... shit, just never give your password to any females, you feel me? Like fuck.
Yeah. Take the FaceTime off your goddamn phone. take the thumbprints off your phone and just keep the code.
No, for real. Just don't do that.
Hey, shit. That's advice 101 for all you young cats and players that's just tuning in.
Yeah, for real. You know, yeah, dog, I appreciate the time being here.
Hey,
I really
man.
Like talking. I'm a good sociable person.
It's a pleasure, bro. I was just gonna ask, when the next project coming out? What's the next project coming out?
It's gonna be called Sincerely For You.
Sincerely For You.
Yeah, that's gonna be my album. That's actually gonna be my first
album.
Anything I ever drop, like
exclusive,
like on Apple Music, Spotify, everything, on YouTube. I'm gonna pay like $15.50 for a music video, you feel me?
You gotta get it in.
You know, it's
investment in yourself.
For real, like, I got to, you know, like, I don't want no low quality. That's why I'm here. You know, we got some good quality right here.
Hey,
we
gonna make sure this shit is just on point.
You know.
And that's what you got to do. You gotta make sure, especially if you're investing in yourself.
Yeah.
The right shit
is
gonna take you further
than
trying to go to Family Dollar and build up a fucking house when you can go to motherfucking... Rent-a-center, pay down on some shit.
Yeah.
At least the shit go motherfucking last. You know that motherfucking Family Dollar goddamn shit put together. That's a one use money. I got four kids, so you know.
Yeah.
That traffic, and especially that traffic that's gonna come your way, you gotta make sure it's. I got four of them motherfuckers, and we don't have none, bro. You got kids?
No, I don't even got none. All right.
Don't have no kids. You live your life.
Yeah.
You go travel.
Yeah.
You go motherfucking. Dubai, Miami, you go shoot your videos, you go fucking live it up before you have any of them goddamn.
Nah, for real. I learned my lesson.
That's key. Shit, y'all too.
I make sure they be on birth control, you feel me?
Man. Yeah. Fuck them. You better be on birth control.
Hey, nah, for real. But.
So sincerely.
For you.
How many songs you gonna have on that project?
You know, I'm still making more songs, bro. I plan to at least have more than 13.
Okay.
I already got like 11 done.
Man, that boy Trippy with TSL on 55 songs on the album, bro.
Yeah, shit. I can't do too much like that.
55.
That's like four EPs.
Man, it's like, woo. Hey, he dropping that shit. I guess he holding on to it for so long. You got all that shit to just put on that.
The most I put on the album, eventually one day, is probably like 25. You know,
not
I feel like
that's
like adult, but it has to be like a solid classic. You know, like a double disc. Like let's say
and
All
shit,
Eyes
if you
on
stuck
Me
on the island.
Yeah.
You ain't about to be skipping through just to hear a couple of songs.
Yeah,
like
for
that.
Sure. Like you don't want to skip through for sure. Like, this is obviously my first project, but just know my second project is going to be better, you know? And that's facts. It's all about progression.
That's it. You can't be stagnant.
Nah.
You got to start somewhere, and it's level and level higher after that.
I started 2 years ago. I was, like, in the trap making in this bullshit-ass closet, you feel me? The engineer didn't know what he was doing, you feel me? But shout out to him. He my boy, though, you feel me?
Shout out. Everybody got to start somewhere.
Yeah, but we all start somewhere, though, you know? I really didn't know how to make music at the time. I was only 16, you know. Shit, now I'm where I'm at now. I know what I'm doing.
By everybody coming at the door.
You feel me?
I can't do that. Right there by the front door and shit. You know, like, what the fuck?
But my engineer right now, shout out to Will. He's the best engineer I ever had in my life.
What are you recording out of?
Lab 45. It's over there in storage units and shit. But it's a legit ass studio. Like, best quality. He'll get your vocals right. You know, that's what I love. You know, I love working with different engineers.
By Webster, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where I go. Yeah.
Y'all, you gotta link up with that boy. I know a boy, Double Cup Luck. He records out of that too. So y'all, I know y'all sounds. This is just me. Them two sounds I know when they gonna come together. You got the black and the brown, man. Y'all come together, and that shit just gonna be crazy. Yeah. I know he work out of there too. So check with the producer. He may even know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Well, I'm always willing to work with new people all the time. You know, I'll hit them up. You know, I'll.
That's a bet. That's
you know.
A bet.
I like being put on with different people. I like putting different people on, you know.
Do you have expected release?
For sure. Hey. For sure, 2020.
Okay. Sometime this year, though.
Yeah, sometime.
Because we Friday, October 9th.
We got 2 months left of the year.
We got two more months. October, November, December. So before December 31st, y'all, we gonna get a motherfucking
shit. My birthday is December 30th. You feel me?
Oh shit!
Before the end of the year type shit.
We may just get some birthday hot shit,
you know,
coming.
Some birthday shit, you know. You know, December.
Oh man!
I'm a Capricorn. Shit, you know.
My daughter, I got three boys, and she the last one. She the 27th, so.
That's
I know it's good people. You know what I'm saying? She four. I don't really know her like that. So. But I know right now she good people.
Yeah. Well, shit, that's what's up, man. You know.
But hey, definitely, man. For sure, we got before the end of this year, we got a new tape coming.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers, be prepared. Stay tuned. Let them know where they can find you and follow you at.
You know, you can follow me on Instagram too. Sincere.
That's
you know.
Too sincere. That's with two S's though, right?
Oh, yeah. But just search Too Sincere. I'm going to pop up. You know, 2SINCERE. You feel me? That's all you got to search. Even on Twitter. You find me up on Twitter.
Let me ask, we got any YouTube out right now?
Shit.
It's coming.
It's going to come, but ain't going to come from my account. I'm going to make sure it's going to be coming from a bigger account, you know.
Gotcha.
You got to get them views up, you
gotcha.
Know.
Gotcha.
You know, it's going to hit people unexpected. Like, people don't know who I am yet. So it's like, once they see who I am, they're going to be like, oh, I fuck with him. How old is he? They find out my age. Oh, this motherfucker look like he 30. You feel me?
Don't even know it's a young buck in the game.
They don't even know. You feel me? Like,
now 18, right?
Yeah, I plan to be in the game for a long time, you know. But I plan to build up from this career that I plan to have.
Slow and steady.
Yep. Everything comes in place, bro.
Slow and steady. Don't rush it. You know, don't try to
you can't rush success, bro.
Curves and cuts. Make sure, you know, you get your shit registered, licensed out, you know.
Yeah.
You get all that shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Tightened up and right. Now, before we head out, one more time, let them know where they can follow you at.
Follow me on Instagram, Too Sincere. Hit me up on Twitter, Too Sincere. Shit. Hit my lineup, hit my number. You already know. My Snapchat, I'm Danny Phantom. Go pop that.
Danny Phantom. I'm Danny Phantom.
I'm Danny Phantom. No spaces. No spaces. I'm Danny Phantom. Like the ghost, you feel me?
Boom.
Going ghost on these hoes, you feel me?
Boom.
That's all we doing. But
hey. Shit. I gotta say, we sure appreciate you coming in. Now don't get off live. Make sure you tune into the radio station because we about to hop into some of the newest shit he got put out. Right here, exclusive shit. Yeah. Exclusive talk radio. It's your boy Tony Allwright with Too Sincere. I'm hiding the motherfucker. But we got the squad in the building. Hold on, I gotta show the squad.
Get my squad up in the bitch. Get my squad up in this bitch.
That nigga's brother over here.
You know, really out here.
Yeah, living life.
Living life out here.
No.
The whole dead, but we got it right here. No.
hundreds,
hundreds. Man, we fixing some good.
Yeah. Nah, I'm a real nigga. With the real dealers, with the real killers, with the real hitters, with the real spitters. I'm the realest nigga in the fucking game. I'm the realest nigga in the fucking game. I'm a real nigga, no I don't play. I'm a real nigga, do it every day. I'm the realest nigga in the fucking game. I'm the realest nigga in the fucking game. I'm the realest nigga in the fucking game. I've been ballin' like I'm hottin'. I ain't soft. Bitch, I get it how I get it in a day. Never let a bitch get in your lane. When you bring the fire, I'ma bring the flames. Only make moves just to get paid. I've been lied to and been betrayed. I'll guide you just to make the game. I'm a real nigga, no I don't play. I'm a real nigga, do it every day. I'm the realest nigga in the fucking game. I'm the realest nigga in the fucking game. I'm the realest nigga in the fucking game. I'm a real nigga, no I don't play. I'm a real nigga, do it every day. I'm the realest nigga in the fucking game. I'm the realest nigga in the fucking game. People claim they real, but they fake. Niggas actin' really down, left that drain. Smoking JB, I some cake, yeah, smoking JB, I some cake, look, I will never ever break you, never hate you. Stay tuned, no religion, I've been ballin' in the mix. I don't ever fuck with streets, I'm getting down like a lid. Pullin' out the stick, I will move around the bricks, ayy. I'm the man with the plan. Ayy, I'ma do it how I can. Yeah, I'ma do it how I can. Yeah, I'ma do it how I can.
Yeah, I'ma do it.
Yeah, I'm really different. Always false spirits, I can hear the whispers. Ain't no twists and turns, I'ma get my earns. Hold it down for the generation, bitch, I'm in my world. Getting in my prime, yeah, I did the crime. I ain't do no time, I don't hold no sign. Self-made, they see a nigga shine. Look, they gon' talk about who the trillest. Look, let me tell you, I'm the motherfucking realest. All hell, all rise. Who gon' throw the dice when you gonna fucking die? I can see the lies through your motherfucking face. I don't got no time to motherfucking waste. I'm a real nigga, no, I don't play. Don't real nigga do it every day. I'm the realest nigga in the fucking game. I'm the realest nigga in the fucking game. With the real hitters, with the real dealers, with the real killers. I'm the realest nigga in the fucking game.